With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Treasury Secretary is predicting lower gas prices by the end of the summer. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Once the Strait of Hormuz is reopened, Scott Bessent believes gasoline will get cheaper.
I'm optimistic that sometime between June 20th and September 20th that we can have $3 gas again.
At a White House briefing, the Treasury Secretary was asked if people's tax refunds would go toward today's high gas prices.
Americans have more money. They can decide how they want to spend it.
AAA says gas prices are currently up about a dollar a gallon over last year. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Republican-led Senate has rejected the latest Democratic attempt to halt President Trump's war in Iran. The Senate on Wednesday turned aside a resolution that would require the U.S. to withdraw forces from the conflict until Congress authorizes further action. Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal says the GOP is again blindly following President Trump's lead with the Iran war.
Republicans are going to be held accountable now and in November for their unquestioning support for a war of impulse and illusion that is costing Americans literally billions of dollars.
While Kansas Senator Roger Marshall says Democrats are being short-sighted in pushing for war powers resolution votes.
I think we have to look at the long game here, that a nuclear-armed Iran would be a huge threat to the future of Americans. Could you imagine them having nuclear weapons as well as controlling the Strait of Hormuz? Gasoline would be $10 a gallon forever. So I know it's not easy, but I'm asking Americans to hang in there with us.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 72 points, the NASDAQ rose 376, the S&P advanced 55. This is SRN News. How much does your Bible cost?
According to a report of the New York Times, Americans are buying copies of the Scripture at an accelerated rate these days, and sales of expensive copies are surging. Retailers and collectors say Bibles costing up to $400 a piece have been flying off the shelves for several years now. What's particularly interesting about this trend is that it comes when a vast array of digital Bibles are easily available for download and use. Michael Harrington reporting.
Deadly attacks on Christians in Ethiopia have spiked this year, according to International Christian Concern. The violence has been centered in the East Darcy zone. Believers make up about two-thirds of the population in Ethiopia, but the remaining third is Muslim, and radicalization is spreading in that community. ICC says families have lost loved ones, livelihoods have been disrupted, and many people remain too afraid to return home. This is SRN News. The BBC is eliminating jobs to cut costs.
The national broadcaster says it will cut up to 2,000 jobs to save 10% of its annual budget. That's the biggest cut at the BBC in more than a decade. Interim Director General Rodri Talfin-Davis says the reductions are due to inflation and economic pressures. The bulk of the cuts are to be made in the next fiscal year, beginning April 1st, 2027. The BBC is funded by an annual license fee, which recently rose to nearly $250. Paid by all UK households who watch live television or any BBC content. I'm Mike Hempen.
The South Carolina Senate has approved a proposal to protect nearly every historic statue, monument, and building name from changes or removal. It won unanimous approval from Republicans, with Democrats opposed. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.